was different than before Rabami. How come before Hashem's name, there we say it's not true? Rabami, there may be made a mistake in Rabbi Yirmiya. Tell me what? The name of the person really is lying. But he thought all he's going to lose out is just the schar of Hashem's name. So that's not such a big difference. Maybe that's why he would lie. But hocha, even the kamav said kula yagra. But here, when the person tells us that all the klofim, all the cloth, the parchment of the Sefer Torah, he did not work it over first lishma, if he tells us that, he knows the Sefer Torah is puzzled. So he knows he's not going to get any pay. So he wouldn't stop come and lie. Since he tells us this, for sure he's telling the truth. V'yomar, and he tells us this, and he's a kushta comer. There for sure he's telling the truth. Therefore he's believed to say the Sefer Torah is puzzled. Just before, when he just tells us that all the Hashem's name is puzzled, there we don't believe him to say it really happened. Maybe he's only lying to make the person, get the person excited, but really it was written l'shmo. So yeah, we don't believe him. Only we just say he loses out his char for the Sefer Torah is percussion. Mishnah says, Hey, Rav Yechonon ben Gudgona, al achareshes she'asi avia. Achareshes means the girl is deaf and dumb. So the lachu is, when she's a ketana, the father could marry her off. And midiraisa, the father is mekabel grusha midiraisa, she's married midiraisa. So lachu is, she yaitz the get. Later, when the husband wants to give her a get, even though she has no das, still the get is chal midiraisa. Because that's the lach, you can give your wife a get bar kocha without her das. So even though she's a chareshes, still the get is chal. Hu adin v'yal ha-ketana, bas Yisroel, shenistis l'kayin, if a ketana got married to a kayin, shachelis betruma. Here we're talking about Labdafka, the father is here. Rashi says, we're talking about now, she's a Yisayna, she doesn't have a father, and she only got married Midrabbonin. Still Midrabbonin though, she's Ladi Truma Midrabbonin. Because the Kayin, the husband, is Ladi Fida Truma Midrabbonin. The Yemesa, if she dies, by La Yoshes, Midrabbonin is a din, that the husband, even though it's only Midrabbonin, this Kedushin, she was a Katana, she doesn't have her own Das, and she doesn't have a father. So the man only married him with Rabbanin. Still, when she dies, he ashes her. Another takana is v'yal ha-morish ha-gozel. If somebody steals a beam, a kaira, a beam, she'abona b'bira, after you stole it, you use it in your house. You're building your house, and you use the stolen beam, and you put it in your roof. So lachar is, when you want it, when you do tshuva, and you want to return it, you don't have to knock down your roof and give back the beam, but the takana is sheyitel as dam. All you have to do is just pay back the value of the beam. But the takana sashovim, it's a takana. Because if the loch would be, you have to return the beam itself, so it's very hard to do that. So people won't want to do tshuva. So therefore we make it easy for them to tell them that they're now mechuyev to knock down the house and take off the beam, but they could just pay back the money. Another takana is v'yal chatis hagzula. You have a korban chatis that was stolen, and they were maktish, they used a korban that was an animal that was stolen. They were maktish of the same chattis. Shloinogel rabin, the people did not know there was a stolen korban. Shinachateres, that helps to say the korban is still good. We say the korban is good. We'll see exactly why. Because even though the rabin, you know, since the rabin did not know that it was stolen, therefore we say the korban is called a good korban. The Gemara will explain what's the takana. From his edus, that he says the word a chareshes, a girl that got married, even though she's deaf and dumb, she has no das, her father married her off, the kedush was chal midiraisam, the lachar is the husband could give her a get. So from his edus we learn out that Amalei Edim, somebody says to Edim, Ru get zesh and enos in law, look at this get I plan to give to my wife. Then, because of the Yomli goes to his wife and tells her, Konsi shtachayv zeh, I'm giving you a shtachayv, I'm giving you a check. Take the check to your hand. And she took the check, and it's a reizim agreshet, Allah kareh, the get is chal. Because she does not have to know about the get, you could do it by koch, you don't need her das. Just like you could give a katana, a get. So here also, even though your wife does not know it's a get, but since Lamaisa she took it, and it's in her hand, she's magreshet. That's the proof. Nearly, I'm Rabbi Yechonon ben Gudgodo. Loivin and Daito, you don't hear das. When she's a chareshes, even though she's married midiraisa, the husband could give her a get, even though she has no das. So you see, you don't need das, you don't need her das by gerushin. His Achanam is saying here also. Loivin and Daito, we don't need her das. So even though the husband like fooled her, still the get is good. But the Mar Pshit, of course, why not? Verse says, yes. There's a difference. Now the time I would have thought to say, Tivan diyoma konsish tachoy zeh, since the husband tells her, now listen, take this check. So he tells us a check. Betume botle, maybe what the husband meant to say is he's mevatel the get. True, he told the Edom before it's a get. But maybe now we changed his mind and it doesn't mean to give her the get anymore. Maybe that's why we think, Kamashmula no. If he really meant to say it to make it no more get, he should have told the Edom. If so, if he really means to give her the get, how come he told the here, take a check? He's embarrassed to give her the get. So therefore, in front of him, he's embarrassed, he doesn't want to say it to get, he says, take the check. But really, he has in mind to give her the get, and since the Edom know about it, that's a good get, therefore she's megareshes. Then the Mishnah says, V'al-Katana Bas Yisrael. Yet, for the Gemara, V'ilu Chareshes Lo-Yochla. Only if she's a Katana, her Kedushin is Mid-Rabbonin, then we say she could eat Shuma Mid-Rabbonin. But if she's only a Chareshes, that means that she's deaf and dumb, even though she's older, then also Mid-Rabbonin is a Kedushin, Mashma then she cannot eat Shuma Mid-Rabbonin, Lo-Yochla. Question is, my time, why not? They say, Gzeiro, Shem Lo-Yachl Cheresh Mechareshes. Maybe sometimes the Kayin will be a Cheresh, and he'll get married to a Chareshes. And there he's going to let her eat Shuma, and it's going to be Michaela and Issa. The Chareshes. What's wrong about that? He'll give a Truma Duraisa. Shemar says, so what? Valecha, let her eat it there. She's a Chareshes. She's deaf and dumb. She's like a Kotan. But the locker is, Kotan Leicha Nevelesu. If a Kotan eats Nevelas, Bezin does not have to stop him. So true, we don't do it like a Chila. But even if it does happen, it's not the worst thing. Tomorrow says, we're afraid is maybe if you let a cheresh, give a chereshes, maybe sometimes if the kayin will be a cheresh, he'll get married to a normal wife, the wife will be normal, she'll be a gedela, she's mechuyev mitzvahs, and he'll give her truma. So that's what we'll make a gzeru. For the gemara v'lecho truma d'rabbanin, like what's wrong? Midrabbanin though, a cheresh could get married. So let her read Shumad Rabbanan. The Teretz is Gzeira Shemosi Lechulei, but Shumad Raisa. Here it's the digger Gzeira. By a Cheresh, we don't want them to eat Shumad at all. Because we have to make Gzeira, maybe he'll be a Cheresh, the Kayin, and he'll get married to a Pikkus, a regular normal wife, and still he'll feed her Truma, and in that case, she's not allowed to eat Truma. So since we don't want the Pikkus, a normal wife, to eat Truma, we make Gzeira as any Kedusha, the Rabbanan. By a Cheresh, no Truma could be eaten. But by Kotlan Ksana, there we don't have to be afraid. Because there's no such kedushin by a kotten. A kayin kotten cannot get married, even with the rabbonin, there's no kedushin for kotten. It's only for ketana or for chareshes, but not for kotten. Then the Mishnah says, the alamoros are gozal shibona. If you stole the beam, tell the rabbonin, gozal mor, somebody stole the beam, ubona the beer, and he put it into his building. Beishama yirme diniz mekakeh kol abira kulo machter. You have to break down, you have to return it. Umasa marsh the bolov. Well, Vesil Lerner, though, it looks like Vesil, no, ain't way you'll have to pay more, you have to pay back the money of it. Bilbad. Mishum Tekonis HaShovim. So it's Konin the Rabbonin, not to have to break down the house, otherwise people won't do it. Then the Mishnah says, the Achatas HaGzula. The Achatas HaGzula, it's a good kapara. Omar Ulula says like this, Tevah HaTerim Midi Yeraisa Din should have been Bein Noida, Bein Loi Noida. Where the people know it was stolen, where people do not know it's stolen, ain't a machaperis. Really, the carpet is no good. My timer, Yish Kadila Koni. Even if you want to say the owner was Miyayish, there's no Kenyan Yish. If you have to have first Shina Rishus, then Yish. But if there's first the Shina Rishus, then Yish, it doesn't help. If so, what does the Mishnah say the Kapor helps? Umatam Armu, Loi Noi de Mechaperis, Shloye Kanam Atsovim, we don't want the Kanam to feel bad. By this, the Din will be if they do not realize it. And later, when they find out it's no good, the Kanam will be feeling bad, we don't want the Kanam to feel bad. Be also to be in a bad mood. I'm really Rabbanu Yisrael. Rabbanu is about Hula. The Mishnah says, our Mishnah says, if they tikkun a mizbeach, that the Kohen Mash means that we want the mizbeach to have its kavanas, not because of the Kohen. Oh, Malani answers back, it's the same thing. Kivon the Kohen Mash told him, the Kohen Mash, I'm going to feel bad, be in a bad mood. Nimsum mizbeach bottle. They're not going to be able to work. They won't bring kavanas. So therefore, that's the Kohen. That's the way Ula learns. But Rabbi Yehuda Rama know, Dvah Torah, Bein Noida, Bein Loi Noida, Mechaperis. In both cases, really, the Kapara of the Korban is good. My time war, he owes Yish Kadikonai. There is a Kenyan Yish. We're talking about it was stolen, but the owner was Miyayish, and then they were Makdashit. So, Matam,